pushback about a bike trail up north. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. A group in northern Michigan has been working for more than a decade to connect a bike trail between Sutton's Bay and Harbor Springs. But now, one legislator says the proposed path could harm the agriculture industry. Republican Representative Tristan Cole says local farmers have concerns about security and safety along the route. Aaron Selbig reports.
If it's ever completed, the bike trail would connect existing trails from Sutton's Bay all the way up to Petoskey and Harbor Springs. Earlier this month, Representative Tristan Cole of Mansalona took a road trip along the proposed route. Cole says farmers in the area told him they're worried about a paved bike path running alongside their orchards.
If someone is traveling along there and decides that the cherries look really nice and they should taste one, or the apples look really good and they should pick some of those, which honestly is private property, and that would be trespassing and stealing.
Cole says the route may be bad for trail users, too, especially when farmers are spraying chemicals on their crops.
You've got products to protect from mold and mildews. You've got weed control products. You've got insect control products. You've got a lot of different things.
There we've got a willing private landowner that wants the trail on their property.
At the Elk Rapids Government Center, a group of trail planners is holding the latest in a long series of meetings. The group is made up of government officials, representatives from TART Trails Incorporated, and concerned citizens. Antrim County Commissioner Ed Betcher has been working on this for 7 years.
It's government. Nothing happens fast.
After all that discussion, the group still doesn't have a preliminary design of the trail. And Betcher says that makes Cole's complaints premature.
We want to get to the preliminary design. We want to raise some money. And then if there are specific concerns, which we've heard concerns, we want to deal with concerns because this has to work for everybody.
The trail planners say they have been working with local farmers. Carolyn Kennedy is assistant village manager in Elk Rapids. She says some of the issues raised by Cole, like chemical spraying and people stealing fruit, are legitimate concerns, but they're also solvable.
This is not a new concept where there are trails in agricultural areas. So there is the ability to mark for that and to account for that.
These planners believe in the long-term vision of a trail connecting Traverse City and Petoskey. They say it's a benefit to public health and it attracts tourists. Tristan Cole doesn't want to scrap the bike trail entirely. He wants the trail rerouted further inland. He says following along US 31 is just a bad location.
That is an extremely busy highway. I can't imagine having a multitude of cyclists and folks that were jogging along there mixed in with farm equipment all trying to cross 31 during, you know, July, for example.
Trail planner Ed Betcher doesn't necessarily disagree. He says it would be a better biking experience to go through the woods.
That's everybody's utopia. But unless we can find 150 property owners that all want to give us access to their property, or an agricultural community that wants to let us carve a path through their cherry orchard, we have limitations.
Betcher says his goal 7 years ago was to see this trail built before he dies, and now he says he's starting to think that might actually happen. For the Environment Report, I'm Aaron Selbig.
And that's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.